Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Hey, thank you. Welcome back on board On the Mark. It's a little bit warmer out today. A little bit cooler out today. And the snow has melted. The roads are open up here. I hope all of you have power this morning. We're certainly hoping that you get the power back early today if you haven't gotten it back yet. We have open phone lines, 570-743-9565. Looked like we had two calls coming in, but they apparently gave up on us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our phone number again, 570-743-9565. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We'll put the keywords OTM in at the start of your message. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Check them out online at sunburymotors.com. They sell Ford, Hyundai, and Kia Vehicles are a premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks, including all sizes of trucks. They have a large truck shop, a parts department, a body shop, an alignment shop, and a repair garage for all types of vehicles. They're a master towing service with decades of experience. Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. Yesterday, I mentioned that there was an excellent interview with Marco Rubio on Jake Tapper's The Lead, talking about the failed border bill. And I thought it was worth hearing. You know, whether you support the bill or whether you're opposed to it, Marco Rubio makes some excellent points. It's not that long, and it's well worth hearing.
Let's talk about this deal negotiated by Senators Lankford, Murphy, and Sinema. I understand that you have issues with it. A lot of people have issues with it. The National Border Patrol Council, which is the union for Border Patrol agents, which is a very conservative group, they support this legislation. I want you to take a listen to the head of that union, Brandon Judd.
I'm going to look at this. Is this bill better than the status quo? And it absolutely is. Nobody can argue that. Nobody can argue that it's not better than what we currently have. Although it's not perfect, it is a step in the right direction. And I would rather have the step in the right direction than nothing.
Now, I know you know Brandon Judd, but for viewers, this is the head of a union that endorsed Trump strongly in 2020, consistently criticized President Biden. Go check out their Twitter feed. They mock him all the time. They say this is better than nothing. It should become law. Are you saying that the Border Patrol union is wrong?
Yes. If that's what they still believe, they're wrong. It's not better than nothing. Look, there are some things in that bill that we should do. You know, change the asylum standard and the like. Here's what else the bill did. You know, the bill basically creates an asylum corps. Okay, it creates a bunch of, you know, thousands of bureaucrats, basically agents, asylum agents, that would be empowered right at the border to either allow people into the country with an immediate work permit. Today they gotta wait 6 months. You give them an immediate work permit, you're gonna have more people coming. That's a huge magnet. Or they have the power to immediately release them and grant them asylum, which now puts them on a 5-year path to citizenship, which is what a lot of Democrats want. They wanna turn a bunch of illegal immigrants into citizens, in the hopes that those people will then turn around and vote for them in future elections, grateful because they'll know who let them in. That's a huge problem. That doesn't solve the border, it makes it worse.
This doesn't provide a path to citizenship for any of these people, just to clarify. But it raises...
Yes, it does. Absolutely it does. No, yes, it does. When you have asylum, you are on a path to citizenship. An asylum, when you get asylum, you are a year away from a green card and 4 years away from citizenship. Absolutely it does.
But you said you approved
and
of the asylum changes.
And the power to grant you asylum. Not even a judge, a bureaucrat.
But the judges, as you know, are not judges per se. They're immigration judges. They are... It's a different kind of judge. It's basically an immigration attorney who's empowered to be an immigration judge. You know that. But you said that you liked the changes to asylum. I mean, they raise the standard for asylum. The people who support this bill say it is much needed. Senator Lankford calls it by far the most conservative border security bill in four decades. That includes, of course, the 2013 compromise that you negotiated as part of the Gang of Eight. This bill would have allowed the administration to temporarily shut down the border. It included funding for the border wall. It would have made it much more difficult to claim asylum. It added detention beds. It added ICE agents. It added deportation flights and asylum officers. And it has none of the Democratic priorities that were included in your 2013 compromise, such as a path to citizenship. Why isn't that a win for Republicans?
Well, first of all, you went through a list of long things that I don't agree with. First of all, it doesn't shut down the border. It creates the ability to shut down the border, but it also gives the president the ability to say, we're not going to do it. The emergency is suspended because it's not in our national interest to do this. By the way, you still have to process, I believe, 1,400 illegal immigrants a day, even in one of these emergencies, and it goes away in 3 years. The other thing it does is it doesn't touch the parole program, which is one of the loopholes the president has used to release all these people into this country. He's paroling them in. That's not even asylum. You talk about the asylum, about the judges, the immigration judges, here's the difference. Those judges, their decision can be overruled by the attorney general. The attorney general could actually step in and overrule them. These asylum officers, that they're this asylum corps they're going to create, they can't even be overturned by the attorney general. These people would have the power right at the border to grant people asylum. And a lot of people don't talk about that, but it's right there in the law. It does that. As far as the standard of, yeah, it's good to change the standard, but it's going to be applied. And it ultimately is going to be applied by an administration that has proven its unwillingness to enforce our immigration laws. This entire crisis began in January of 2021 when the president decided for the first time in American history that we were going to release virtually 85-90% of any migrant that crossed the border, including
right, this would change that, right? But this would change that. Isn't this better than the status quo?
No, it would not change that. How would it change that? It would not change that.
Because it would allow more people to be turned back and returned to the country they came from, because the asylum claim standard is so much higher.
It is not so much higher. Again, it's going to be interpreted at the border by people who've shown a propensity to interpret it very liberally. That's the reason why they're letting them in now, because they're basically saying, we think you might have a chance at asylum. We're going to release you. Now, in the hands of another administration, perhaps that asylum standard could be applied differently. But ultimately, once you have this asylum corps hired by Mayorkas, hired by Biden, put at the border, they will have the power. If they want, they will have the power to either release people pending a future hearing with an immediate work permit, which is going to draw hundreds of thousands of more people into our country, or they are going to be able to give them asylum right there and then, on the spot. And that is a pathway to citizenship. Asylum is a pathway to citizenship.
I think Marco Rubio ate Jake Tapper's lunch on that one. I'm sorry, but he really spelled it out clearly. And I must admit, he changed my mind about that bill. I thought it was better than nothing until I heard Marco Rubio. And quite frankly, after hearing him, I wish he were running for president right now. Stan from Danville, you're on the mark. You want to talk about Mr. Mayorkas and his impeachment? Hello, Stan.
You've seen the light.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part of what you said. The volume wasn't up. What did you say, sir? What was your first thing?
I said, congratulations, seen the light.
Well, in this case, I did. I did see the light. Yes, indeed.
So, as far as my work, yes, I know it was a wasted vote last night, but it was symbolic because we need to do symbolic things because that's all that can be done right now. You know, and the people that claim that he was impeached and not actually committed any crime, I'm sorry. Aiding and abetting the cartels to human traffic and drugs across our border, that is a crime. Because if you or I aided and just say there was a gang of five people robbed the bank and you were just the driver, you didn't go in, and they shot somebody in there, you are accessory to murder because you were the driver and you were part of that gang. This is the same thing.
No, it's not, really.
Accessory to human traffic.
Not really. Not really. Come on.
Yes. Yes. They are not closing the border. They have all the authority they need to close the border right now. They don't need anything from Congress. They could close the border now. And it doesn't need to be, and they said something, Tapper said something about temporarily closing the border. What do you mean temporarily closing the border? I want the border closed permanently, except at port of entries where things could be managed. But no, the whole freaking southern border, except where in Eagle Pass there, in Texas, where they got the containers and the concertina wired up, actually, they say that the numbers of illegals crossing there have dwindled to below 10 a day trying to attempt to cross there. It's just redirected them to other areas. So the more barriers you put up, the more redirection it comes, and you redirect them to the ports of entries, and then it could be turned away. None of them deserve asylum. I'm sorry.
Right,
asylum, the international treaty is that you will seek asylum in the next safe country from your home country.
No
okay?
argument. Right,
I'm sorry. The people from China have lots of places to seek, quote, asylum other than the U.S.
Well, I'll admit the Chinese migration is very troubling. I noticed that it went from several hundred a few years ago to 24,000 projected for this year. That's concerning.
That is division level.
Yeah, well, that's concerning. Actually, it's more than, it's almost two divisions, 24,000.
Right, yeah. So it continues to climb, and they're mostly, they're not coming as family units for the majority of the Chi-Coms. They're coming as single military-aged males.
Okay.
So what is the purpose of this?
Well, going back to Mayorkas for a minute, the last time a secretary, sitting secretary was impeached, it was a guy named William Belknap, who was the fourth Secretary of War for President Grant. And he actually stole money. He accepted bribes, and they found it out. You know, in Mayorkas, he's kind of like just incompetent. And incompetence isn't a high crime or a misdemeanor.
No, it's willful incompetence and accessory to human trafficking. And I'm sorry, Joe, that's what's going on, because he is allowing it.
But we have the same thing for the vice president, who was supposed to be in charge of the border.
Okay, I don't have a problem with that, Joe. Impeach her, too, and get rid of her.
Okay, fine.
I don't have a problem with that. I know neither one of them are going to go anywhere. And the people they would bring in would probably be just as bad, if not worse. Okay? Now, you said that Belknap got impeached because he stole money?
He accepted bribes, right. He and his first wife, apparently, they worked out with a wheeler dealer to get her, one of his associates, appointed to a lucrative military trading post at Fort Sill in the Indian Territory, and then they collected kickbacks, sort of like 10% for the big guy. This was 10% for Belknap. Yeah, right.
So how do we know that Mayorkas hasn't accepted bribes from the cartels?
Well, even the Republicans aren't accusing that.
Because offshore accounts are hard to track.
No, but the Republicans would be investigating that if they thought that was the case, and they haven't even mentioned that as a possibility.
Well that's, you know, that, I'm just throwing that out there. I didn't say he did.
Okay.
What if he did? He could have, possibly. He could possibly be doing the same thing. Because what does he have to gain by allowing the border to be wide open? What does Biden have to gain by allowing the border to be wide open? All it does is harm American citizens. These people have more rights than the American citizens. Look in New York City. Those five, six, seven people that attacked the cop, they were released almost immediately. And as they walked out of the police station, they're giving the cameras the finger, which is giving America the finger. Okay? No bail, nothing. And the reports are that a couple of them aren't even in New York City anymore. They escaped. They went by bus or however, which they shouldn't be allowed, because you or I can't just travel by mass transit, can we?
Well, yeah, we
without
can.
Without a
get
real
on Amtrak.
ID
you can get
or a passport.
I think you can get on Amtrak without any of that.
I don't know. I've never traveled Amtrak, so you could be right. But I know we can't get on an airplane. But they're flying these people all around the country without real ID, passports, or any of that information. They just have to give them a little paperwork from the feds saying, yeah, you can get on a airplane, while everybody else is basically being near strip search if they beep the alarm too many times, you know, when they go through the metal detector.
Right.
So the illegal is above the U.S. citizens now. And in New York City, they're... I believe it's illegal for people to have food stands and stuff without food carts along the streets, without proper city authority. And these people are setting them up. They're cooking on the sidewalks. They're selling food in the subway, which, according to New York law, isn't allowed.
Yeah,
and they're riding unregistered motor vehicles down, up and down the sidewalks and streets, terrorizing the local residents. And we're paying for it all.
I think the most troubling thing is that some of the Democratic cities and the mayors are now starting to fight back against the Biden administration and demanding they take some action. And the one that really got me is in Boston. One of the city council members urged the people in the suburbs to take these migrants into their homes because there's not enough money in Boston to serve them. I can see that happening.
And a couple have.
Really? All right. I'm surprised.
Yeah. I've seen news reports. The clips that the couple have, and I think one couple they had on there, they called up and said, yeah, we'll accept somebody. They said within an hour they had a family of three or four there.
All right, we'll give you the final word. We got two other calls we got to take, so go ahead, sir.
Well,
you
got things the final are getting 30. Ugly. Mayorkas is guilty of sin, just like Biden is, but I know nothing will happen. So, whatever. But it needs to be put out there that the guy is corrupt, and he's doing this willfully, allowing the invasion of our country by military-age males. So I hope all is well somewhere, but it certainly isn't here. Have
fair
a great
enough.
Day.
Thanks.
Enjoy the weather.
Take care, Stan. Appreciate your call. Bob, good morning. You're on the mark.
Yes, Joe. I'm going to say this past summer I had a chance to go down to Harrisburg, and I visited where William Penn High School and the Zembo Mosque and the Italian Gardens and that. And, of course, I walked around, and, what was offered? There was different, I'm going to say, things that were in architecture for technical things and that. What was the curriculum that was offered when you went to high school there? That's all I want to know.
Everything. Standard high school education.
Okay, so business, academic, vocational.
Right, there were the three areas. There was academic prep, general prep, business prep, and shop, as we used to call it.
Well, it looks like they're trying to preserve the school, and maybe there's a school or something that was built behind that, a block behind, and it looks like they want to use part of that for something technical. Well, so I think it's great that they still want to use William Penn High School.
I do, too. Okay, Bob, thank you. It's an ongoing problem down there, and really the school board should have been shot for closing that high school the way they did. All right, we have a break to take, but Bill, we'll get you on first before the break. Good morning, sir, from Bloomsburg.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor. I have one question before we get on to the topic. How did Shamokin Dam get the name Dam after it? There's Shamokin and Shamokin Dam.
Well, because the Indians had a dam across the river there, and in 1760, what is now Sunbury was known as Shamokin. Colonel William Clapham came up from Harrisburg with British troops, drove the Indians away. They went 13 miles, I guess, to the east, and they named that settlement Shamokin, and they renamed what was originally Shamokin, Sunbury. But across the river, originally Shamokin Dam was known as Keensville, after the guy who settled it in 1745. In 1929, for some reason, and I wasn't around then, they changed the name to Shamokin Dam. Probably honoring the history.
Yeah. Well, getting back to your main topic, right?
Sorry you asked, aren't you?
Mind, that was great. I since I was a kid, I always wanted to know.
Okay. Now you do.
But, you have to understand that border crossings are up 14 times, right? So Trump had it around 700 that were being not caught, whatever you call it, right? And they were being processed the proper way. Everything was done right. Now it's up 14 times over that. It's 10,000 plus that are flooding our borders, right?
Right.
Now, we had a border bill in place, right? They want to refuel their constituents to stay in power. They're doing this for votes because no one ever asks, why are you letting these people in? But the thing is, when they went out and wanted this $20 billion bill, and the sheep and the people fail to see that, it's for housing and transportation. I mean, they're going to continue to come. And it's... They're tanking the current administration is tanking this economy to stay in power. It's like our party or the highway party, and that it's unbelievable that the common man could see this, and then the sheep and everybody. It's like they want $20 billion for housing and transportation. That's it. And vote for me. They're trying to buy an election.
Well, I mean, that's what a lot of people believe. But, it's a little hard to buy it until you make them citizens. Except in Washington, D.C., I guess they can vote in local elections, but they can't vote nationally. I mean, they have to have an identifier of some sort to register to vote, and then they wouldn't have that paperwork.
And it's the whole thing smells. I mean, the way if you go back and look, the way they attacked the Trumpster, I mean, if they would try to put him in jail for jaywalking, I mean, And then with Hair Sniffer, he gets away with everything, and his job is to be able to speak for 10 minutes, make sound bites, and get all the Democratic votes, go to the convention, and here's what the Democrats are going to say. Hey, American people and the sheep, since you think Biden is doing such a bad job, we're going to give all these delegates to so-and-so, and we're going to fix the problem, and the sheep are going to believe all this, and they're going to come up with either Newsom or Gretchen, the Michigan lady. I think
Gretchen Whitmer.
Found to them too.
You mean Gretchen Whitmer, the governor? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're going to come in the convention and say, "Hey, we waved the magic wand. We're going to fix the problem, and Biden's done, and we're going to put him in a nursing home, and this is what we're doing." And the people that are going to eat into this, CNN and Moscow, whatever her name is, Rachel Maddow. And the View, they're all going to eat this up, and we're going to continue on our path and down to the destruction.
Well, I mean, you know, if they do that, let's say you're right. Let's say that's what happens. The American people will get what they deserve. I mean, we have elected people in the past who have been terrible. We've elected people who have been great. You know, and we still survived.
Here's the problem. Here's what you said. The American people get what they deserve. The voting isn't on the up and up. The American people are not getting what they deserve. They're not getting what we vote for.
Now, see, I disagree with that. I think our elections,
voting system.
Our elections have always had problems. I mean, always. There's a great book called Deliver the Vote, and I can't remember the author's name. I've read it. But he talks about all the times in American history where some force outside of just normal voting took place. And we have a rich tradition of you know, some amount of fraud. Some of it has overturned elections, one presidential election it did, maybe two, depending on your view of the Trump-Gore or the Bush-Gore race. But, you know, you can't fight City Hall. The overwhelming majority of our elections have been fair, and the person who had the most votes won. But, you know, let's face it, it's possible under our system to have one person get the majority, and it's happened many times in our history, one person get the popular vote, another person wins the Electoral College.
Electoral. But here, Shapiro's name's even in the top five, right?
For president?
He's still young.
For president? I doubt it.
The thing is, right here, Shapiro, right?
Right.
Pennsylvania, he had in front of him, I think it was proposed, like $15 million to upgrade Pennsylvania voting, right? And he vetoed all upgrades for the Pennsylvania elections. He vetoed it.
Well, if the Republicans could have overridden the veto, that would have solved that problem. In the Senate, they're close to having the supermajority necessary.
Right here in our own, right here in Pennsylvania, the Democratic president shot it down. Why?
You mean the governor?
The governor, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like the president is smoking down.
Well, you know, I think that his argument, he stated his argument, you know, whether you believe it or you don't believe it. I mean, he had his reasons for doing it. It was largely a partisan bill. The Republicans did it. The Republicans supported it. The Republicans passed it. And the Democratic governor didn't like it. We'll give you the final word. We've got to take a break, sir.
Hey, the sheep and the cooler is... the crystal ball, we're going down the wrong road, man. Trump had that thing closed.
We got to go. Thanks, Bill.
Later.
Appreciate your call. Take care, sir. 570-743-9565. Our hotlines are open. Give us a call. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We will be right back after these messages. Whoops. I can't start it because I closed it. Thank you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
To prove that mobile from Pantel and Data Business Voice brings the office everywhere you are, I'm to connect with my team while falling 15,000 feet!
We're here, boss. We hear you loud and clear.
Thanks, Janice!
You know, companies today need affordable, cloud-based, unlimited calling, conferencing, mobile synergy, and easy upgrades to grow with your business to keep you, well, truly mobile.
Pantel and Data Business Voice. Anywhere you are.
Janice?
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, I'm gonna need a little help.
With Giant Direct, you don't have to sniff, knock, or shake your produce to check if it's fresh. Our team checks everything to make sure it's fresh multiple times a day. And your shopper is trained to pick the best of our best for you. Next time, pick the best just by picking Giant Direct for fresh groceries online.
Save this week. Strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries. Buy two, get one free.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer for the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. I believe that if you're not sleeping on a Schiffman mattress, then you're not getting the best night's rest. For 130 years, Schiffman has been handcrafting the finest mattresses in the world, using all-natural cotton and making each set, even pillow top styles, with two sides for long-lasting comfort. These quality features translate into a great night of sleep. This President's Day, save up to 50% off factory-suggested retail, plus an additional 6% factory rebate on select Schiffman styles. Most models are in stock for fast, free delivery. That means every set at every price point is on sale now through Saturday, February 17th. With over 14 models to try, there is sure to be a set perfect for you. Isn't it time to get a Schiffman mattress and start sleeping better? Please accept my invitation to feel for yourself why two sides are better than one at the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store, 35 South 4th Street in Sunbury. Sale ends Saturday, February 17th.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back on board On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan. We're brought to you, as always, by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. And we have two callers on the line. We'll take them in the order in which they came in. Dan, you're first. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe. You know, the establishment wants people like me, you, whoever, to believe that this was a legitimate election. They want us to believe that. How naive can do they think we are?
Well, I'm naive. I believe the election was fair and free.
Okay, that's your right. But let me put it out here. You have a man that had rallies throughout his campaign while he was president, still drawing thousands and thousands and thousands of people. He still can draw thousands and thousands, no problem. You have another man that supposedly won the election. He got a couple hundred people if he was lucky. And the poor man should have been not running in the first place. Why they put him out there, I know why, but it's why they ran him just to have their own way in the country is amazing. And then you have people naive enough to believe that that election was legitimate. You cannot convince me ever that that was a legitimate election.
Well, yuck, I guess I'm just a real old fool here because I believe the election was real.
Right, you can mock all you want.
I'm not mocking. You just said. I'm not mocking you. Not mocking you, Dan. You're saying that. You're mocking me. You're telling me because I believe the election was fair. I'm deluded. I'm off the base. I don't know what I'm thinking. Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
You're coming after me, buddy. I didn't come after you.
You have to. You can. Maybe you'll see the light on this issue too. One of these days. You know, you might see the light, what I'm saying. Now, Joe, if Michelle Obama would run, which she won't, against Trump, and she won, guess what?
What?
I wouldn't be saying the election was stolen. I believe that she could legitimately win. I believe if Obama, President Barack Obama, would run again, if he could, he can't, that he could actually legitimately beat Trump. The same with Oprah Winfrey. One of them could beat Trump legitimately. I don't know why, but there's enough sheep out there would vote for one of them over Trump, and I believe it would be legitimate. What does all this prove, Dan?
What does all this prove? I'd have said before, if the choice is between Biden and Trump, I'm voting for Trump. But I don't believe the last election was stolen from him. The guy lost. I mean, and the fact that he's still harping on it 4 years later, he's not telling us where he wants to take the country, except we're going to make America great again. Well, I could say that. Hey, let's make America great again. But I haven't heard any concrete proposals from him about health care. I've heard what he would do about the border. He wants to be a dictator on day one. He doesn't like our military people. He's insulted the Nikki Haley's husband, saying, where is he on the campaign trail? Well, he's deployed. He's serving our country overseas. You know, and where's his wife, by the way? Where's Trump's wife? She hasn't been with him. You know, I just think that Donald Trump's sell-by date has expired just like Joe Biden's has.
You tell me, there's no one running out there that can do anything in the Republican side. You're down to Nick Haley, and she's establishment. She's as much established as the Democratic Party. She might as well switch parties.
So, in other words, a conservative.
Right now and get it over with.
So, in other words, Dan, a conservative person can't possibly be anything unless they're a Donald Trump supporter.
Joe, that's what
they
it's coming down to, right? At this election, there's conservatives out there that could do, but it's Trump's turn. It's his time. His time has, you know, there's just no one else out there. So,
well, if it is,
you got to go with it. As Bill says, the Trumpster. You got to, if you want to save America. We're on the brink of disaster, and our colleges, most of our colleges are Marxist training, and we have a bunch of people out here that are simply, like Bill said, sheep.
Dan, we'll give you the Dan, we'll give you the final word.
They follow after
Dan,
the Democratic Party.
Dan, we'll give you the final word. We have two calls. We have to take two in addition to yours, so we'll give you the last word.
And I just say, America, wake up. Wake up and think.
Okay.
So you have a good week,
Joe. You too,
Joe.
Dan. Take
good
care.
Good talking with you.
Always fun arguing with you, Dan. Take care. 570-743-9565. We have to take a break, but Eric's been holding, so we'll take Eric before we take that break. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Game, set, match, you, sir. What's the definition of a sheep? Someone who is led blindly by a shepherd who either prods them with the crook or leads them by his voice. What has Donald Trump provided factually, besides the fact that I said so, that this was stolen. It was said so because I said so. Every time they went to a federal court, including some of his guys came up right here in Williamsport, when they wanted to be put on the stand and have them perjure themselves, they refused to do it. They showed up in court. They made a big publicity about it. They got the press to show it them. But when they went into the court, they wouldn't provide anything because they know they could have been convicted for perjury. So they stage everything. They make it look good. What has President Trump provided factually except the fact that I said so? And because I say so, it has to be true. And people like Dan, who seems like a very nice person, a good Christian, well, once you drink that Trump Kool-Aid, I mean, well, this is what I can't figure out. Even though all the facts go against you, Trump simply says, oh, it's false media. It's false media. They're out to get me.
Well, I'm sorry,
but court.
I'm sorry,
this is a
Eric,
court
but
system within...
Eric, I think some people were out to get Trump. I don't think they gave him a fair shot when he was elected. They were saying he was an illegitimate president from day one. I mean, if they had worked with him, maybe this wouldn't be the situation we find ourselves in now. But the Democrats immediately, with their fake Steele dossier coming after Trump, Russian collusion. I mean, the first 3 years of his administration were nothing but that, over and over again. And it's sad because I think we should have given him a break, and I think we should have given Biden a break. But here we've got two 80-year-old guys, roughly 80-year-old guys, who are past their sell-by dates. And, you know, we need younger people running this country right now, in my opinion.
I absolutely agree with you. And what the previous caller said about Klobuchar or someone else, you know, I think he mentioned her, being the Democratic candidate, I would get behind that. But this is the point now where we're going to say, anyone but Biden or anyone but Trump? Is that what our great country has come now down to with our great political past and our great political system because of the money? And you can't get elected without, you know, all this money behind you? And that's wrong. And majority of the people think that. I think 60-some percent of the people think don't want to vote for either one of them but feel they don't have a choice.
Well,
and that's wrong.
They don't.
But talk about sheep. I mean, it's Trump's people who are the sheep. Because all this stuff is put forth by them. If you believe in our court system, and I do, then how has he been indicted? How has he been in court on all these different places, all different states? It's not just New York. It's Georgia and other places, too, where he is on trial for stuff he did, evidence provided, grand jury set, and gone forward with this. And he just laughs it off like, oh, they're all against me. Can everyone be possibly against him, Joe?
No, but charges aren't real convictions. You have to wait until all the evidence is presented. Too many people, and I gather you may be one of them, are far more willing to convict Donald Trump before he has a fair trial. I don't care how tight the evidence looks against him. Until we've heard his side of the story in a court of law, I don't buy it.
Well,
I don't buy Joe Biden.
If he is innocent, then why does he want to push the trial up till after the election, Joe? Why not go to the trial and say, hey, I'm innocent, prove innocence, and then you'll have it?
Well,
no, he wants to delay it till afterwards, so once he's elected, he can then pardon himself.
That may be what he wants to do. I don't know. I can't read minds anymore. I gave that up a few years ago. But I think that Donald Trump has his right to his day in court, and if he's found guilty...
Let's bring it on before so the American people then know in the court of law, did he do this or not?
You didn't let me finish.
Well, of course, he'll say it's all fake news, we're all against me.
You didn't let me finish.
But his voice on a recording saying, find me these 15,000 votes. His own voice.
Eric.
Of course, his people could say it's all AI. And it wasn't him anyway. But.
Eric, let me just finish what I was going to say. Donald Trump is claiming that this is election interference, that they are trying, through these trials, to interfere with the election. This Georgia case brought against him, there are serious questions about the district attorney and her boyfriend, who she appointed the special counsel. They've, you know, raked in like $465,000 for this guy who's the special counsel, and apparently doesn't even have the qualifications to do the job other than, as one person said, he has a heartbeat and a bar card. That's about it. You know, so I worry about things like that. I worry about the perception that the charges brought against Trump were politically motivated, the same way Joe Biden's people are screaming that the special prosecutor had bias against him. So, you know, until this all plays out in a court of law where people have a chance to hear all the evidence, unfiltered, unbiased, I'm not willing to condemn anybody.
Well, if he again is innocent, then why is he trying to delay this trial for after the election?
Because he considers it to be election interference. I just said.
talk about election interference, what everything he did on January 6th. Now, that is election interference.
No argument. If that is election interference starting a riot, but the election was already over. So all he was trying to do was overturn the election.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe. Have a great day. I'll let
you
next caller come on.
Take care. All right. We have two callers on the line. Harry, I hope you can stand by. We got to take a quick break to stay on schedule. And Jim, we will be right back.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
There's something magical about unboxing. When you unbox BritBox, you uncover a world of British entertainment. Stream the UK's most brilliant series, including new and upcoming seasons of Shetland, Father Brown, and Death in Paradise. Plus new originals like Payback, Irving Welsh's Crime, and Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Unbox BritBox and escape to the best of British TV. Stream with a free trial at BritBox.com.
COVID-19? I don't want to risk missing work. I booked an appointment for this season's updated COVID-19 shot designed to help protect against recent variants. Learn about a vaccine option and book your COVID-19 shot on ScheduleCOVIDVax.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at FeedingAmerica.org/ActNow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You got a dead body, Inspector.
I may be able to help with that.
This winter, all your favorite detectives are streaming on BritBox. Don't miss exclusive new seasons of Death in Paradise.
There must be something we've missed.
Vera.
It wasn't an accident, was it, love?
Father Brown.
What did he look like?
And more. Once you start investigating, you won't want to stop.
We're done when I say we're done.
Stream your favorite detectives only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
Oh, jolly good. I'm going to have to get right on that this afternoon. Harry, thank you so much for hanging around. We appreciate your patience. You're on the mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the Mayorkas. You made a valid point that incompetence in your job is not high crimes and misdemeanors. However, the fact that his sworn duty as the secretary, the Homeland Security Secretary, is to prevent foreign enemies, for lack of a better term, to come across our border, to make our border secure, to increase our safety as a nation. Now that becomes a high crime as far as misfeasance or malfeasance against your government, your sworn constitutional duty to do that. I believe that Trump, or
Biden and Harris should also be impeached, because it's their constitutional duty to protect this country from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And by not doing so, that's impeachable, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, I won't disagree with you there, but here's my point. If Mayorkas had a different administration, let's say he was the Homeland Security Director under Donald Trump's presidency, do you think his behavior would be entirely different because he knew he had the support of the president to crack down on border issues? I think he doesn't know. I mean, he knows very well that Joe Biden doesn't want to crack down. So if he wants to keep his job, and he serves at the pleasure of the president, he's got to do the president's bidding.
Well, you're right, but that also talks about a man's character if all he does is go along to get along, and
right.
That to me, that's impeachable too.
And we've had many examples.
Down, go if back. It's wrong. Step down.
Go back to the Nixon administration. So many people resigned when it was obvious what Nixon was doing, because they couldn't put up with it. But here's a guy who apparently just likes the job, likes the title, likes the prestige, likes the perks, so he's going to stick with it.
Yeah, but that's no paragon of virtue to defend either.
No, I didn't say it was a paragon of virtue.
I know, but I'm just saying, to me, it doesn't make him any less culpable in his failure to do his duty. I don't think there's anything you can do to defend him. And to keep doing failed things shows incompetence as well. And that's, I don't care who your boss is. That's just the way it is. The other reason I called was to, I don't know if you saw, there was a panel put together to discuss a federal minimum wage.
No.
And Steve Garvey, the old baseball player, was on it. And my new nominee, I always thought Maxine Waters would be the most incompetent fool in Congress, but we have a new leader in the clubhouse now, a woman named Barbara Lee, ironically also from California, Democratic Congresswoman, who... informed the panel that they should do the math, because the new federal minimum wage for a family of four to survive should be $50 an hour.
Wow.
50.
I'll take that job.
$50 an hour.
Okay.
You came up with that because it would take $127,000 a year for a family of four to just survive, just to live, not to be comfortable, just to live. She also says that it's now $104,000 for a family of one. So I really don't know how her math works when it's only $23,000 more a year for three more people to survive comfortably. But at $50 an hour, to pay that kind of federal minimum wage, and you have somebody who is in Congress allowed to run in public, even being that brain dead, telling you that basically we must pay $50 an hour so we can drive everybody out of business. That's what it comes down to.
Well, $50 an hour would certainly be a family-sustaining wage if you could get 40 hours a week.
For one paycheck till everybody was out of business.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, there are people who make far more than $50 an hour, but I think what you bring to the table should determine what you get.
Well, you know, you think some mom-and-pop hamburger stand is going to pay somebody? I'm not even talking about McDonald's. They're obviously not going to do it. But a little neighborhood diner here in central Pennsylvania, $50 an hour, how long are they going to stay in business, and how many people are they going to have working for them?
Well, probably one, and he'd be out of work by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah. It's the level of stupidity in our government, going back to something that Eric said also, is staggering. And there was a movie many years ago called Brewster's Millions. Richard Pryor, John Candy, Jim Cronin. Do you remember that movie?
I do. I loved it. Funny movie.
Yeah. Oh, it was. But in that, do you remember their campaign for the mayor of New York and who won?
No, I'm afraid I don't recall.
The winner was none of the above.
Okay. That sounds like Nikki Haley's dilemma out in Nevada.
Yeah, but that would be our best possible scenario right now.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. None of the above. But then that doesn't give us a president, does it?
Well, I maintain that we haven't had one for at least 3 years anyhow.
Right. I guess you could
say
that.
I mean, you think about the last 3 years, Joe. What have we had in the last 3 years? Oh, inflation has gone down. Oh, yeah, it has. It went down from 9 to 3, but it went from 1.9 to 9% down to 3. So that's a still pretty steep increase. Prices on everything have gone up. We've had, I think, in the last 3 years, what have we had, like 1,700 genders have been discovered, but we haven't had anything of substance done in this country in 3 years. Not a thing.
Well, we'll have to leave it
so
there.
So how could it be worse to not have somebody than to have what we have now?
Well, I think James Buchanan proved that anybody could be president, and I think that President Biden proves we don't need one. So I guess there we go.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Harry. Yeah. Appreciate your call, as always, sir. Take care. Have a good one. All right, 570-743-9565. We have to take our final break of the day. We have a number of emails to get to and a number of texts and a limited amount of time, but we'll do the best we can.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Add Plume Whole Home Wi-Fi free for 2 months from SECV. Plume spreads Wi-Fi from your existing modem to every corner of your home at full speed. Plume doesn't just make your Wi-Fi faster. It intelligently adapts to your environment and manages your Wi-Fi network 24/7 based on insights like the number and types of devices you have connected. The Plume Home Pass app gives you perks like parental controls, always-on cyber protection against online threats, in-home motion sensing, and more. Get Plume 2 months free from SECV. Visit secv.com/freeplume.
Start the new year off on the right foot with new floors from Garvey's Flooring America. I'm Christy Garvey. This month, we have 3 rooms of fresh new carpet installed for just $999. Plus, Garvey's has a huge selection of waterproof floors up to 40% off, and we make it even easier to afford with special financing. Stop by our showrooms or visit garveyscarpet.com and get one step closer to your dream floor.
Garvey's Carpet, vinyl and tile.
Hey everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Well, I think we're out of time, and we have 2 emails that we didn't get. Well, actually, we have 4 emails we didn't get to and a couple of texts. And, Jim, we weren't able to get to you. Hopefully, you'll call back early tomorrow, and we'll get you on first thing. Thanks so much for being with us on The Mark. An exciting day. We'll be back again tomorrow on WKOK Sunbury.